Welcome back to the Home Science Show with Dimitri and Chris. We're talking BBB, and I've got a question for the BBB. I want to know why, if you're a business, a bureau that rates companies and then gives them a letter grade on this, so you're saying we know who's the best, who's not, you would go out and hire an agency to do work for your for the BBB in a third-party capacity, and that company, in fact, has an F rating on your own scale.
Who are you talking about, Chris?
So there's a company in Texas called Bold Staffing Solutions, and essentially they're, you know, marketing, telemarketing firm that the BBB hired to do work for them, only to find out that they have an F. It's not that the BBB didn't know. Sure, I hope they knew. Maybe they wanted to do a little investigation on who they're hiring first. But the bottom line is it's an F. This story breaks. This is a few years ago now. This story breaks, and all of a sudden that company's F rating goes to a no rating.
Wow.
So it didn't, like, they didn't shoot it up to an A, because I'm guessing that probably wasn't going to look right. So they just turned it into a no rating, which there's a process for that within the BBB, but coincidentally, immediately goes to a no rating.
Well, it's not the first scandal with the BBB. Remember the Hamas story back in 2010, 2011, I believe 2010, where a blog writer just created fake profile, paid a couple $100. I mean, the biggest office of BBB was expelled, and now it changed the name to something Alliance, so it's a completely different name now. I mean, BBB...
That's in California, right?
Yeah, that's the California one. And I mean, they have a lot of scandals. One of the reasons they have scandals is because there's no consistency. I mean, nobody's making them accountable. That's one of the first disclaimers they ever do is like, hey, we're not a government agency. We're a nonprofit. We have a cause. We pretty much, they're like emperor. They say up or down, up to us. If we say it's good, it's good. If we say it's bad, it's bad. But I see contractors now commenting on our video saying that, hey, we work for the business who was A-plus rated until federal government shuts it down. But until last moment, they were A-plus rated. So BBB have accredited a lot of bad guys, a lot of bad companies. And when it's in favor to them, maybe financially or would if it would put their reputation at risk, they would go extra mile to change it. To change the rating or to, but my biggest question right now is about my case study, MyPillow and Home Advisor, right? So you have two companies and they're so biased. And Michael Lindell today, actually in the White House, we're recording on Thursday.
This is the MyPillow guy, right? From Minnesota?
Yep. So he's all over the news and pretty much they, if you look at his profile and you compare head to head, it's so unfair. I mean, he has two notes on his profile for the same violation, for the same thing, like false advertising or misleading advertising, two notes, where HomeAdvisor doesn't even have a mention of class action lawsuit, doesn't even have all the complaints against their business. They get 1.5 complaints a day. Like Alec is here, who is our editor. We recorded the case study video when I explained everything, and overnight, like it was 543 complaints. Like that's what I said in the video. Within 12 hours, there's six more one published, and in the video, there's actually 550. And I'm like, Alec, why is it? Why the numbers went up? I'm like, Dimitri, there's just six complaints came up because when you start digging, Better Business Bureau employees or people behind the scene, they start moving. And we've been asking these questions for 2 years now without answers. Like I would call Colorado Better Business Bureau and ask them, hey, why you're not publishing complaints for last 2 months? Can I talk to the person who is in the office now, who is managing the account? Dimitri, you're not allowed to talk to her. You have to talk to me. All right, can you answer the question? Dimitri, we're busy. We'll get to it as soon as we can. Guess what? Today is October. They still have complaints on the HomeAdvisor dated all the way from May that it's not published.
Not published or published and unresolved?
No, you cannot read the complaint.
Yeah, they're unavailable, right?
They might be answers, but complaint details unavailable. Why? And think about it. There is a class action lawsuit going. So you're talking about lawyers doing an investigation, and they're hiding information about paying client, so it's not available to public. I believe they're doing damage control, and they're protecting their reputation and their client's reputation, but not consumer reputation.
Yeah, I don't, you know, it's there's a lot of things that can be going on there. I don't know exactly, but the bottom line is you talk about a nonprofit and what we all think of as a nonprofit, you know, these people, a lot of people actually associate it to be charity. It's not charity. It's a business. And they
it's
get,
a big business.
Know, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, the BBB is a massive sales house. They actually hire third-party agencies to help them with their high-pressure sales tactics. If you're a company owner, there's no way that you haven't heard from the BBB in multiple times to get accredited, because that's the only way they actually make money, per se, is if you get accredited. But they hired a outsourced third-party sales company, and coincidentally, the owner is a former executive of the BBB, now who owns this marketing company, and the BBB paid his marketing company upwards of $1 million in 1 year, according to BBB's tax documents. That's the BBB's tax documents. It's not, you know, this isn't speculation. This is known information. Now, I'm sure it's all perfectly legal, but just understand that, you know, how did somebody just get that massive BBB contract? You know, have an inside track on BBB. That stuff does happen, but there's a certain public understanding around nonprofits that you think that those types of things aren't happening. There's lots of ways to line pockets that don't involve profit from the business.
Well, for me, it's clear when I look at a profile like MyPillow and I see the F rating and I see the volume, they sold 41 million pillows. They have 60 complaints in the last year. It's like one a week, right? But you have 41 million pillows and they have F. Right. And the only complaint they have, the reason they have F, is because buy one, get one free. By the way, we did investigation. I called MyPillow and I asked them about it. And I said, hey, you can buy your pillow in Walmart for like $100, two of them. And you can buy them online on their website. Buy one, get one free. That's the complaint BBB has on MyPillow, pretty much saying it's buy one, get one free. But you can get the same price without buy one, get one free in the store. So when I Googled it, when I searched Walmart prices and their website prices, it was cheaper to buy on the website than at Walmart. And so I know for a fact they changed. Like MyPillow changed. They don't advertise, at least yesterday when I was doing, they didn't have it. But the thing is, they still F-rated business just because of that one complaint. Now, here's the company we already talked today. American Dream Home Improvement is a C+, which is way better than F, right? And they have Wisconsin government action. They have Chicago current government action. They're not accredited. So some people argue if it's not accredited, they don't pay them. There's going to be no rating. There is a rating. So this business is a C+. It's a $100 million company. Before I brought it to your attention of BBB, they were A+ rating. Now they're C+ with the many government action. You're talking about Attorney General accusing company of American Dream Home Improvement damaged consumer property. They have so many things going on against them, and BBB still raised them C+. Well, guess what? As far as MyPillow goes, there's no government action. There's no class action lawsuit. Why don't you rate them higher? They're amazing. They're not amazing company, but volume base, they're doing well. They have 3-star rating based on 470 reviews.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, 42 million pillows is a lot of customers to have, whatever. They had a couple hundred total in since existence complaints. So, hey, listen, you're listening to The Home Science Show with Dimitri and Chris. You can find us on YouTube at The Home Science Show, or our website, info@homescienceshow.com, is how you can contact us. Dimitri, here's the thing. We trust the BBB because we're consumers, because that's what nonprofits are supposed to do. It's feeling like we shouldn't. I don't know as a business owner where I should be rating with that. It's all super confusing and creates a complete problem, because the one thing that you know about nonprofits is that the more consumer confidence that they gain, it's proven that they gain, the more revenue they generate. So their entire existence is about gaining consumer confidence in order to generate that revenue to grow that business.
Well, I would like to close on this note, is answering to your little rant here, is BBB's logo is started with trust. In this country, you're never too big to fail. you know, look at a big giants that no longer with us company like MySpace in a digital world. Everybody thought it's going to be like the biggest social media. It's you're never too big to fail. That's why Google always improving. Yelp, you have to change your
Google
algorithm.
Plus just went down.
Exactly. Google just closed Google Plus. I mean, how crazy is that? Because when you lose your authority, when you lose your core values, you will go down too. Sears is going out of business, started with Trust Rest. So we wanted to invite BBB authorities. You have 13 factors that you claim how you rank the business. We see huge inconsistency. We would like to help you to change your algorithm or develop one, because you need one for businesses to start trusting you again, or you will go down. And this is not a threat. This is reality we're living in.